We're holding on Yud Zayin Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Continuing on the topic of how Nedarim and Shavuos are different. The last couple of Mishnayos, we talked about things where there's a Chumrah in one over the other. So now here's another distinction, another area in which a Neder is more Chumrah. The Mishnah says, good morning, Ali. Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, the Mishnah. Yesh neder b'soich neder. There can be one neder inside another. In other words, a person made a neder, and then he makes a neder on the same thing. The second one is able to be chal. Ve'ein shvua b'soich shvua, but there's no such thing with a shvua. Shvua can't be on top of another shvua. Ketzad, what do we mean neder b'soich neder? Omer hareni nozir im oichal, hareni nozir im oichal. Suppose a person says, I will be a nazir if I eat. And again, he says, I will be a nazir if I eat. So another, you know, he has certain food in front of him. Keep in mind, of course, nazirus is a type of neder. Even though, you know, all this time we've been talking about that usually a neder is chal on the object and shvua is chal on the person, nazirus, when we think about it, is sort of an in-between over there because it's called a neder in the Torah and it has the dinim of nedarim, which is why it's discussed here and there in our Masechta. But nevertheless, it creates an isur. The person himself becomes a nazir. Anyway, the point is then that suppose the person says he has a certain food in front of him. Let's say, and he says, if I eat it, then I'll be a nazir. And again, he says, if I'll eat it, then I'll become a nazir. V'ochal, and then he eats it. Yudzayin amadal. Chayev al kolachas va'achas. Then he will be chayev a nazirus individually for each one. Now, the Gemara is actually going to talk about it. We don't necessarily need that. You could have a simpler case where the person just says over and over, I will be a nazir, I will be a nazir. And each one constitutes a separate neder of nazirus, and therefore he's going to have to do a separate 30-day nazirus. So the reason why we mentioned the case of Harin Nazir Im Oichal is just because the next part of the Mishnah is going to contrast it with a Shvua, where the person says Shloi Oichal. So, but in fact, the Ran says we don't really need that when it comes to the Nazir over here. In fact, it would work the same way if he just says, I will be a Nazir as many times. Which then what it means is, now, even then, it doesn't mean that he's going to be doing, or it doesn't mean, according to the Ran, it doesn't mean that that now he's going to be a nazir multiple times or within those 3 days. The fact is, what it means is it's going to be separate terms of nazirus. Each term of nazirus lasts 30 days. So if he says hareini nazirim oichal, hareini nazirim oichal, and he eats it, then it means he's going to be liable for two terms of nazirus. It means he's going to be a nazir for 30 days, then shave and bring his korbanus, and then start his second nazirus of another 30 days. The only reason we're calling it neder, b'soich neder, is the Ran explains, really what it is the second one should be chal right away, except that it can't because the first one is in its way. But as soon as the first one is over, the second one takes effect. And we're also going to talk about in the Gemara a little bit today and more and more on Motzei Shabbos, Bez Hashem, about what happens, for example, if he was matur neder on the first one. We're there. Once the first one disappears, then the second one can take over where the first one was. So in that sense, it's a neder b'soich neder. So according to the Ran, then it comes out, first of all, that this whole concept of neder b'soich neder applies only to nazirus, not to other kinds of nedarim. Because other kinds of nedarim, how can you say? If you said, for example, koinam, this thing is also to me, then what's the point of saying, again, koinam, this thing is also to me? You can't make it more also than it was. So according to him, when the Mishnah says nazir, it means specifically that. Also, it would mean that if during the first nazirus, or doing any of these nazirus, he's over on his nazirus, he drinks wine, or he becomes tummy mess, or whatever, but mazid, then he's only going to get one malchus. Well, okay, he'll get multiple sets of malchus for the fact we talked about earlier in the Masechta that he was over on multiple isurim at the same time. He was over on the specific isur of the nazir. He was also over on the isur of lo yachol devaroi and so forth. In any case, though, the point being that he's not getting multiple sets of malchus, even though he declared the nazirus multiple times, because they're going one after the other anyway. They're not going concurrently. The Ritva actually discusses and then disagrees with both of those points. He says, first of all, that it can apply to other nedarim as well. This concept of yesh neder b'soich neder can apply to other nedarim as well. And second of all, he says that with nazirus, in fact, if we're going to talk about in the Gemara, you can have a case where the two declarations of Nazirus are completely overlapping. The first one and the second one both start and end on the same day. So you can have that. You can also have, we're going to talk about in the Gemara, where it partially overlaps. For example, you said the second one the day after the first one. So now you have the second one is lasting. So now the second one on the face of it is lasting an extra day. So then the Ritva talks about that, in fact, the person might be getting double sets of Malkus if he breaks his Nazirus during the days that the two declarations of Nazirus overlap. Anyway, that's a Chumra with Nazirus, or according to the Ritva, with other Nedarim as well, that we don't find with Shavuos. Because the Mishnah continues, Shavuos Shalai Oichal, Shavuos Shalai Oichal. If, on the other hand, the person says a Shavuos that I won't eat, or a Shavuos, and again, a Shavuos that I won't eat, V'ochal, he does eat it. Ein chayev al achas. So he's only chayev for one shvua. He's only chayev for if he does eat it. If he says I'm not going to eat it twice, and then he does eat it, he's only chayev one malchus for having broken his shvua, because once he made it also to him, that once he made himself also to eat it, then already he's mushba ba'oimid. The same way as we talked about previously, that once a person is besworn to fulfill the mitzvahs, then he can't make another shvua to break them. We said he could make another shvua to be mezaris himself, let's say, to encourage himself to do the mitzvah. But over here, it's not really a mitzvah that he started with. It was an optional thing that he said that it should be also to him. Therefore, there's no room for the second shvua to be chal. Here also, there are Rishonim who learned that actually maybe he would get malchus for the second one to begin with. Maybe we would consider the second one a shvua shav, because he has no business making the second shvua even at all. But in any case, if he does eat the food, then he's not going to be chayev double malchus, is what the Mishnah is saying, because there's no room for one shavua to be chal on top of another shavua. So the Gemara starts off. Omer Rav Huna. Well, if it's different foods, we're not talking about. We're actually going to talk about on Omer Beis. There can potentially be a case where a shavua is chal on another shavua, namely where it includes other things, where it's kovel, where it includes other things that the first shavua didn't. We're going to talk about, that's a good point, thank you. We're going to talk about that on Omer Beis. So the Gemara starts off, Omer Rav Huna. So in the first part of the Mishnah, we said, yesh neder b'soich neder, we said there can be one neder that's chal within the time frame of another neder. And we said, the example was that he says, that if he says, harini nazir im oichal harini nazir im oichal. Actually, before we get to Omer Rav Huna, the Ran has a couple of lines in the Gemara over here that are not printed in the Gemara, but he has them at the beginning of his Pirush. So let's deal with them first. He says, the Gemara starts off, the question is, Kivin de Omer Harini Nozir. So if you look in the Ran, right, where it's labeled Gemara, then right after that, you have two lines over there. In many of your Gemaras, it might be in bold print or in square letters, as opposed to Rashi letters or whatever. This is his girsa of these words are in the Gemara. Anyway, so the question is, Kivin de Omer Harini Nozir. Now the Gemara is assuming that if he says Harini Nozir im Oichal, Harini Nozir im Oichal, then we're saying Chai Vakalachas Vachas. It sounds like he's a Nozir multiple times. But how can that be? So the question is, Kivin de Omer Harini Nozir. As soon as he says, I will be a Nozir, Havalei Nozir, right then, well, when the condition is fulfilled and he eats whatever it is, he becomes a Nozir. V'chi ochel tuvo masrin bei. So now, if he eats a lot of it, so now, what if he, so when he says shaloi oichal, when he says im oichal, when he says im oichal, you think of it, achila in halacha is a kezayis. So now, if this food that he has in front of him, that he said, Hayini Nazirim Oichal, if it has multiple kezesim in it, then he ought to be chayev individually for each one of them. Each one of them should constitute a nazirus. So the Ran continues in his Girsa in the Gemara. V'chi ochel tova. So if he ate a lot, if he ate multiple kezesim of this food, or masrin bay, and they were masrin in him, that he shouldn't eat it because he made or that if he eats it, he's going to be a nazir. Machayev kal achila v'achila. Then he should be chayev for each achila. So in other words, the Ran explains, the Gemara is asking kind of two questions in one. Number one, why even mention the case of im oichal? Why not just say straight out, if a person says, Harini Nazir, multiple times? As soon as he says Harini Nazir the first time, if then he says Harini Nazir the second time, then yes, he's going to be chayav a second term of Nazirus. Why mention it? Why mention it in connection with Achila? And second of all, the question is, what do we mean only if he said Harini Nazir im Oichal, Harini Nazir im Oichal, only if he said it multiple times, shouldn't we say that it doesn't even need that he said the Nazirus multiple times? He said Harini Nazir im Oichal. If after he eats the when he eats the first kezias, there are people there telling him, you know what? Realize according to your neder, if you eat that first kezias, you are going to become a nazir. And he eats it. Then he's about to eat the second kezias, and they tell him the same thing, and so forth. No, forget about that. We're saying that if he eats such and such, then the result of that is he will become a nazir. So we're talking about something that's not also to a nazir at all. We're talking about he has, let's say, in front of him a piece of bread or something. So he says, if I eat this bread, I will become a nazir. So now the first question is, then the Ran says in this piece of Gemara is, become a nazir, a regular nazir, the kind who's also to eat grapes and drink wine and so forth, right? Which is a kind of neder, which is why we're mentioning it in the Mishnah. But the Ran says the question is a double question. Number one, why does the Mishnah even have to present such a convoluted case? Just say straight out that he says, Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir. He says multiple times, I will be a Nazir. And each time creates a new term of Nazirus, without mentioning the Oichal business. And second of all, why would he need to even say it multiple times? As soon as he says it the one time, Harini Nazirim Oichal, every kezias that he eats of this food is going to make him liable to another term of nazirus, because oichal in halacha means to eat a kezias, and this bread, this loaf of bread, has many kezias in it.
But nazirus has to do with objects.
No, but a nazirus, it's true. No, a nazirus, it's true, has more to do with the person. He becomes a nazir, and he is osir in these objects. Nevertheless, even though we've been saying all along that a neder is on the object and a shavur is on the person, really a nazir is kind of a hybrid. It's called a neder in the Torah, and it has the dinim of a neder, but it's chal on the person. But we're saying, nevertheless, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, tomorrow, that's Hashem, how we know this concept that Nazirus chal on Nazirus. We learn it from a pasuk, but the Mishnah is contrasting it with a shvur where that doesn't apply. So again, the Ran says, the Gemara is asking two things. Number one, why mention im oichal in the first place? Why not just say that the case is the person said hayoni nazir, hayoni nazir? And if you're going to say that it has to be with sh'oichal, then why does he need to say it over again in order for it to take effect? Once he said hayoni nazir im oichal, automatically every kezias of it that he eats would make him liable to another nazirus. So
why are we assuming that he's always pointing to the same thing?
Because that's what he's saying. Harini Nazirim Oichal. He
said it twice.
Well, right. So if it's different things, but if there's different things, there's no chiddush in it. Or okay, there is a chiddush in it still. That one is, we're assuming that Oichal means the same food. We're assuming that im Oichal means the same food. But anyway. So those are the questions then. And the Gemara answers, Aidi the Katani Shvur Shloi Oichal, you're right, didn't really need to mention it in connection with Nazirus, but because it mentions Shvur Shloi Oichal, we're there, we have to say that, because you can't very well say Shvur that this food is also to me. A Shvur doesn't work that way. And you can't say Shvur that I'll be a Nazir. A Nazir is a Nedu, not a Shvur. So Tonanami Harini Nazirim Oichal, then for the state to keep things parallel, it also mentions the case of Harini Nazirim Oichal. Ula Olam Gabi Nazir Loit Tzarech L'Meimoyim Oichal. It is true that by the Nazir, we don't really need to say Im Oichal at all. It is enough if he says Harini Nazir multiple times. And so all the Mishnah is telling us is that Nazirus can be Chal multiple times, and that's what it would mean. Each time would be a separate term of Nazirus. So that's the Ran's Girsa in the Gemara, that he has those two lines over there. And so he goes on, so he goes on to say then that also, you still would need, now it is true, according to the Gemara's Hava Amina that we have, or according to the case that is presented in the Mishnah, where we're talking about, where he says, Harini Nazirim Oichal, it is true they would actually have to give him Hasra before every Kezias. If he were to eat the whole thing without anybody telling him, then yes, it is true he would be Chayev for only one Nazirus. But, and he says the same way as a Shavua. A Shavua, if he says, a Shavua that I won't eat such and such, he's not going to be chayev multiple malkus unless they give masra for each kezias individually. So by the same token, by a nazir, then you're not going to say that he's chayev for multiple naziros unless people actually told him before he eats the next kezias, you know that's going to make you a nazir again. Anyway, according to the Gemara's answer is ultimately that you're right. The Mishnah didn't have to mention the case, Harini Nazir and Oichal. The same thing would work if he just said multiple times, Harini Nazir, but the Mishnah just wanted to keep it parallel with the case of Shavuot. Now comes the inside of the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, lo shonu elaja amar Harini Nazir, hayoyim Harini Nazir l'mocher. When we say in the Mishnah that one Nazirus can be chal on top of another Nazirus, that would only be if the first one he said, I'll be a nazir today, and the second one he said, I'll be a nazir tomorrow. So it could be, in other words, that he actually said the words, I will be a nazir tomorrow. Or it could mean that, so it could be that he actually said the words, I will be a nazir tomorrow. Or it could mean the next day he said again, I will be a nazir. So what does that accomplish? The migo de kamitosef yoimi yisera, because since now one extra day is being added, because let's consider, Nazirus is always 30 days. So when he says the first time, Harini Nazir, he says it, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh. So that creates now, he has a Nazirus, which is going to last from the first of the month through the 30th of the month. Now, if the second day on Beis, he again says, Harini Nazir, or to begin with, he said on Aleph, I will be a Nazir tomorrow, Beis, the 30 days, they overlap with the first mostly. There are 29 of the days are still the same, but you have one extra day that it runs longer than the first one. It means that his second Nazirus on the faith, if we were to say that the two Nazirus could happen at the same time, it would mean the second one's going to happen until Beis. Well, once you have that, says Rav Huna, so in effect, what he's saying is, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, and then he's adding, and he's saying, and I'm also a Nazir for one day. Now, there's no such thing as a Nazir of one day. Therefore, that creates a Nazirus of 30, that creates a second Nazirus of 30 days.
Or can be 31 days.
Well, it could be. A person can make a Nazirus for 31 days. But if he says, Harini Nazir l'macher, we assume that it means 30 days, like any Nazirus. But 29 of those days are already covered by the first Nazirus. So therefore, so we would have to say then that we would have to say the first Nazirus then lasts until the end of the 30 days from the original day. Now that's also 29 days from the second declaration of Nazirus. At that point, we should say that maybe he would be a Nazir for only one day, but we can't. There's no such thing as a Nazirus less than 30 days. Therefore, that one day, in other words, think of it like this.
It started for a
second. No, one second. Think of it like this. Forget about the case of two Nazirus for a second. If a person were to say, I'm a Nazir for one day, he's a Nazir for 30 days. There's no such thing as saying I'm a Nazir for one day. The minimum Nazirus is 30 days. So now, when he said the first time, I'm a Nazir, and that makes him a Nazir from Rosh Chodesh until Lamed. Now, when he says again the next day, Harini Nazir, then what would it mean? The first 29 days, he can't be a Nazir again. He's already a Nazir. What it would mean is he's saying that the 30th day from now, I should be a Nazir. But the 30th day from now is only one day. Therefore, that expands to another 29 days, and therefore the result is he becomes a Nazir for a second term of 30 days. So once you have an extra day added, then you have to have complete 30 days. Aval, but Rav Huna says, Omer Harini Nazir Hayoyim, Harini Nazir Hayoyim. But if he were to say twice today that I will be a Nazir, then Rav Huna says, Ein Chol a Nazirus on Nazirus. Then the second Nazirus cannot be Chal on the first one at all, because there's no room for it to be Chal. He said I'll be a Nazir. He said today I'll be a Nazir for 30 days. He's saying again today I'll be a Nazir for 30 days. The entire 30 days that are covered by the first Nazirus are also covered by the second one, or the other way around. The entire 30 days covered by the second one are already covered by the first one. So there's no room for the second one to be Chal at all. They overlap completely. The entire 30 days of the first one are also the 30 days of the second one. So therefore, there's nothing to do. On the other hand, Shmuel says, Afilo Amar Harini Nazir Hayoyim, Harini Nazir Hayoyim. No, even if he does say Harini Nazir Hayoyim, Harini Nazir Hayoyim twice on the one day, then the same din applies, and chol nezirus ale nezirus still is chal on him, which will mean so according to the Ran and most of the Rishonim, all it means is, in other words, he's going to have to finish the first nezirus, bring this korbanus, and then start the second nezirus. So there are going to be two separate nezirus of 30 days, but we are going to say the second one has to take place after the first one, because it's true, the first 30 days are already reserved by the first one. According to the Ran, it would come out that in any case, during those days, he's not getting extra malchus. If he's over bemazed on any of the dinim of the nazir, he's getting however many sets of malchus a nazir gets for being over on his mitzvahs. We talked about it earlier in the Masechta. He may get multiple ones for any individual breakage of the dinim of nazirus, because one, he was over on the particular thing. He was not allowed to eat grapes, and he ate grapes, etc. Also, the general thing that lo yachol dvari, that he's not allowed to transgress his neder. But anyway, that's all within one set of nezirus. We're not going to give him extra sets of malchus for the fact that right now there's another nezirus pending on him. We said before that Ritva says that it may actually be worded. At least during the days when they overlap. So here, where all 30 days overlap, or in the other case, when Rav Huna agrees that it would be chal, the 29 days that overlap, during those days, he might actually get extra sets of malchus, because the fact is there is a second nezirus pending on him. We just can't start it yet.
Where does he get his malchus?
By Beis Din, in other words, where all of this, when we talk about malchus takes place inside the Beis Din shtibel. They would, you're talking about their Edom come, of course, they're interrogated, the whole nine yards and everything. And then, if it comes out that he's Chayav Malchus, then yeah, they do it right there in the Beis Din shtibel. So that's Rav Huna versus Shmuel. It's not just the Ran. I mean, that's the Gemara is saying straight out. What it means is, if he were to say on Aleph that I'm a Nazir, and again on Beis that I'm a Nazir, both Rav Huna and Shmuel would agree that Nazirus chola al Nazirus. So therefore, it means that he now has two terms of Nazirus. One that runs from Aleph to Lamed, and another one that runs from Beis to Aleph, but since 29 days of that are already covered by the first Nazirus, and you only have one day left, then therefore that second one.
One second.
You have like this. The first case that Rav Huna is saying like this, if he were to say twice on the same day, I will be a Nazir, then Rav Huna says that nothing happens with the second one. But if he said on one day, I will be a Nazir, and the next day he said, I'll be a Nazir, then we have to figure it out. The first one is going to run from Aleph to Lamed. The second one is going to run from Beis to Aleph. But that means they overlap in 29 days. You only have one day left for the second. You have a day for the second one to be Chal, because the Aleph is not covered by the first one. However, since Nezirus is not one day, then therefore that second one expands to 30 days. So he's going to end up having two Nezirus, says Rav Huna. One that runs from Aleph to Lamed, and then he shaves and brings his korbanos, and another one that starts on Aleph of the next month and continues for another 30 days, because you have to have 30 days of Nezirus. But Rav Huna is saying that if you were to say on the same day, Harini Nazir, nothing would happen with the second one, because there's no days that the second one covers that the first one hasn't already covered.
What did he say the first time there?
Both times he said Harini Nazir.
But he said it
on the same day. On the same day.
First case.
Oh, the first case is he said it on different days, right. So therefore, in that case, the second Nazirus has a space in which to be chal. It has one day or more than one day in which it covers the first one did not. What?
It seems very logical. How does Shmuel argue with that?
Because Shmuel is saying that, no, even if he says, how many Nazir are you? Chol Nazirus Aleha. Alay. Nevertheless, Nazirus is chal on him because the Mishnah says, So therefore, it doesn't matter whether there's extra days for it to be chal on or not. What we say, in effect, is once he says, then he's a Nazir for the next 30 days. Now, if he again says, that second Nazirus would take effect, except that it's suspended. It's hanging there in the air because there's no room for it to be chal yet, because the next 30 days are taken up by the first Nazirus. Once that first Nazirus is over, that second one will have room to be chal. And what?
Can
then it'll kick in then, exactly, after the 30 days are over.
He's saying that it has valid weight even during the first 30 days.
Ah, so according to the Ritva, according to the Ritva, it means that if during those 30 days he breaks his Nezirus, he's going to be chayav double sets of Malkus, one for breaking the first Nezirus, one for breaking the second. The Ran disagrees with that. But it would also be negeya, like we said before. So the Gemara is going to discuss later. Suppose that at some point he was matu neder on the first Nezirus. Well, now the first Nezirus has disappeared. Now the second one is able to take over. You could even have, we're going to talk about later on in the Gemara, a case we're going to talk about where he was matu neder after the whole first Nezirus is over. And then what we say is, so now he was matter the first Nezirus. So it's as if it never existed. Well, now the second Nezirus comes in and takes over where on the same 30 days that the first Nezirus was, and therefore fine. So it turns out that he doesn't have to do a second term of Nezirus, because now the second one has room to fit in the slot where the first one was.
How much time to do that?
No, until the Nezirus is over. We're going to talk about on Omid Beis exactly at what stage of the Nezirus being over you can do that.
I'm saying, how is it possible that it sets in for the first spot?
Because the first one, he was Matur Neder. A Chacham is Matur. Not a day later. We're talking about where it was the same days. Because it's the same days. Because Chacham Oikra and Neder Meikra. Because the Chacham takes away the Neder from beginning with. So, you know what? Let's go on and we'll see this hopefully more clearly later. Okay, so that's Rav Huna versus Shmuel. So the Gemara asked, Ula Rav Huna. Now, according to Rav Huna, the question is, why is the Mishnah phrasing it the way it is? Ad the Tana ein Shvur b'Sech Shvur. What did the Mishnah do for us? It said, Yesh Neder b'Sech Neder v'ein Shvur b'Sech Shvur. There can be a case where a Neder is Chal on top of another Neder. There can be a case where Shvur is Chal, but there cannot be a case where Shvur is Chal on top of another Shvur. Now, according to Rav Huna, we're saying even within Nedarim of Nezirus, not always is one going to be Chal on top of the other. So, Ula Rav Huna, Ad the Tana Ein Shvur B'Sech Shvur. So, instead of teaching us that Ein Shvur B'Sech Shvur, list the Yesh Neder B'Sech Neder V'Ein Neder B'Sech Neder. The Mishnah could have said that even within Nedarim themselves, there's a distinction where sometimes a Neder can be Chal on top of another Neder, and sometimes it cannot. Namely, we would say if he says Ha'ini Nazar Hayyim Ha'ini Nazar L'Macher Yesh Neder B'Sech Neder, because if he says I'll be a Nazar today and then he says I'll be a Nazar tomorrow, then like Rav Huna is saying, you have a day in the second one that's not covered by the first one, and therefore that has room to be Chal, and therefore it expands to 30 days, and he ends up having two full terms of Nezirus. But if he said Ha'ini Nazar Hayyim Ha'ini Nazar Hayyim Ein Neder B'Sech Neder. But if he says Ha'ini Nazar Hayoyim, Ha'ini Nazar Hayoyim, then there's no Neder B'Sech Neder, because then the second one has no room to be Chal, given that it covers the exact same days as the first one. So the Ran explains like this. Usually when the Gemara asks a question like that, what it means is that instead of giving us the distinction that the Mishnah made between one din and a different din, let it tell us a distinction between two cases within the same din. And that would be a greater chiddush. The Ran explains that's not really the Gemara's question over here, because then the question would be on Shmuel as well. The Gemara knows that the purpose of our Mishnah is to talk, we're not in Masechta Nazir after all, we're in Masechta Nedarim. The purpose of our Mishnah is not to teach us Dinim of Nezirus, it's to teach us the distinction between Nedarim and Shvuos. So therefore, we want to find a case where a Neder is more stringent than a Shvur, namely that there's Neder B'Sech Neder, but not Shvur B'Sech Shvur. So we don't have a problem, according to Shmuel, why the Mishnah did that. The question rather is, the Ran explains, according to Rav Huna, the question is, the Mishnah is saying a blanket statement, Yesh Neder, B'Sech Neder, there can be a Neder within a Neder. According to Shmuel, there's no problem. In every case, according to the simple reading of the Mishnah, we're talking about specifically Nezirus. So let's forget it for the moment about what the Ritva says that can apply to other Nedarim as well. Let's say, like we say, like most Rishonim, that it applies exclusively to Nezirus. In any case, according to Shmuel, fine, the Mishnah can be saying a blanket statement, yesh neder, besoich neder, because when it comes to Nezirus, you're always going to have a second declaration of Nezirus is effective on top of the first one. Whether the two of them cover the same 30 days, whether one of them covers more days than the other one, whatever, then there's room for the second one to be chal. But according to Rav Huna, who says that if you were to say twice on the same day, Harini Nazir, nothing happens with the second one, then according to that, the question is, how can the Mishnah be saying a blanket statement, yesh neder, besoich neder? The Mishnah should be pointing out, even within Nedarim, sometimes neder, yesh neder, besoich neder, sometimes not, depending what you said, whereas with Shavuos, you never have. You never have Shavuot besoich Shavuot. So in other words, the Mishnah could still be telling us, which it's here to do after all, to tell us the distinction between the Nedarim and Shavuot, but not mislead us into thinking that any neder of Nezirus is chal on top of any other neder of Nezirus, when in fact, according to Rav Huna, it's not necessarily so. So that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. That is a Kasha on Rav Huna. So it's not a tsuvta, it's not, we haven't slugged him up, but it is a kasha, how he would understand why the Mishnah phrased it that way. Okay, the Gemara says, let's try to bring another proof and see whether we can disprove Rav Huna from that. Tanan, we said in the Mishnah, yesh neder b'seich neder v'ein shvor b'seich shvor. We said there can be a neder within a neder, as we explained, but there can't be a shvur within a shvur. Again, if a person said a shvur that I won't eat, and again he says a shvur that I won't eat, the second shvur has no room to be chal, because again, the shvur is chal on the person, and now, and once he's also to eat this, he can't make himself more also to eat it.
A special neder is called nezirus?
So there's a special type of neder called nezirus, namely when a person says, I will be a nazir, so it's a neder, the Torah calls it a neder, but it has certain dinim. When he says, I will be a nazir, automatically it means he's ossering himself in grapes and wine and becoming tummy lames and so forth. As opposed to, in other words, you could have a person, can, and keep in mind, a regular neder we've talked about all this time is not really I will do or I won't do such and such. That would be a shur more. A neder is more that you're saying this thing should be also to me like a korban, or this thing should be also to me without saying like a korban, and we fill it in because of yodis. So if a person were to say, for example, these grapes are also to me like a korban, or not just these grapes, all grapes in the world are also to me like a korban. Fine. Because that's what we learned previously. That's me matfis bedavar anoder. You're associating with something which gets its kedusha, which gets its being off limits through a neder. So fine, let's say without korban, because fine, yodis nedarim. If a person were to say all the grapes in the world are also to me, fine, it means he has a neder, he's not allowed to eat grapes. But he's still allowed to drink wine. Well, maybe wine not, because it comes from grapes. Fine, let's say he's still allowed to cut his hair, he's still allowed to become tummy mess. But when he says, I will be a nazir, then all of those things become also to him right there on the spot. So now again, let's go back to Rav Huna and Shmuel. So again, Rav Huna is saying, when you say a second time, I will be a nazir, it can only be chal, only if there's at least one day that your second neder covers that your first one did not. Whereas according to Shmuel, it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says,
So
according to Shmuel, it means that he'll have two nazirus of 30 days, but it means the second one will, it means that the it means, this, well, obviously the second one can only start after the first one finishes, after he's matur neder on the first one, as we're going to discuss later on. He ends up having two full months. According to Rav Huna, if he said twice on the same day, how any nazir, nothing would happen with the second one, because once he said how any nazir, which means for the next 30 days, those 30 days are already filled up, right?
The second one latches.
The sets latches. What do you mean?
Latches onto the first one. But if the first one is omitted completely.
The
second one has no place.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about further down on the Umud. We're going to have that example. Where he's Matur Neder on the first one, and then the second one is able to take over where the first one was. Yeah.
The implication is if he says it three times, it's
going to be. If he says three times, it'll be three Nezirus, etc. Yeah, sure. Okay, so the Gemara says Tanan. Let's look at our Mishnah and consider whether it fits better. So far we had a question from our Mishnah on Rav Huna. of the wording of the Mishnah, but it wasn't a tsiyuvta. It wasn't that we slugged him up. It's just we had a kasha. How would he understand why would the Mishnah phrase it that way, which could be misleading, and you could think that always yesh neder v'seich neder. Fine, Rav Huna could ultimately answer, okay, the Mishnah doesn't always have to specify that level of detail. It leaves that for the Gemara, it leaves it for Brisas or whatever. But now the Gemara says, now, let's look at our Mishnah more carefully. Yesh neder v'seich neder v'ein shvor v'seich shvor. We said in the Mishnah, there can be a neder within a neder, but there cannot be a shvur within a shvur. So, heifi dummy. So, what's the scenario? Suppose that he says hayini nazar hayom, and then he says hayini nazar l'macher, which is we said Rav Huna would agree that in that case he's liable for two terms of nazirus because the second one does not completely overlap with the first one. It's one day. It's one day offset. Well, de kavasah gabishua. Well, then the parallel case with a shvur would have to be shaloi oichal ta'enim because of am a shvur shaloi oichal anovim. So the parallel case with a shvur, again, if we're contrasting them in the Mishnah, it must be. We're talking about two fairly similar cases. The only difference is one is a neder and one is a shvur. So if he were to say a shvur that I won't eat figs because of am a shvur shaloi oichal anovim, and later on he says a shvur that I won't eat grapes, obviously, am I like chol a shvur a shvur? Why should one shvur not be on top of another one? They refer to different things. So obviously it can't be talking about ela hechi domi de lechol a shvur al shvur. So let's go back. Let's start with the case of shvur and work our way backwards to what must be the parallel case of nedarim. So the case of the shvur ela hechi domi de lechol a shvur al shvur. What would be the example where shvur is not chal on top of another shvur? You're going to om a shvur shala oichal ta'enim. Suppose he says a shvur that I won't eat figs because of om a shvur shala oichal ta'enim. And again, he says a shvur that I won't eat figs. Now, what would be the parallel case involving nazirus would have to be where the second nazirus covers exactly the same period as the first nazirus. The same way as we're talking about the shavuos have to cover the exact same kind of food. And yet the Mishnah is saying there was a neder within a neder. Kasha Rav Huna. Now you have a strong question on Rav Huna. Now it's not just a matter of that the Mishnah didn't give us a distinction that it should have. Here we have to say the distinction the Mishnah is making between a neder and a shvua has to refer to two nedarim of nazirus on the same period of time, the same way as necessarily the shvuas have to be on the same food, because obviously shvuas on different kinds of food, each one is going to be chal individually. The Ran has a long explanation over here that basically, are we looking at the loshen or are we looking at the din? Let's consider when a person says Harini Nazar Hayom, it means he's accepting 30 days. If he says Harini Nazar Lamacher, then it means that he's accepting on himself the 31st day is going to be a Nazirus, and therefore we said it has to be a full 30-day Nazirus because there's no such thing as one day Nazirus. So it means, in other words, that in effect, what we're saying is, even though the Loshen, Harini Nazar Lamacher, suggested that he's taking only one day of Nazirus, in practice, we end up having two different periods of Nazirus, which do not overlap with each other at all.
Neder could be less than 30 days.
No, well, he can make the neder. A neder, yeah, a neder can be for one day. A neder can be for a minute, sure. But a Nazirus has to be for minimum 30 days, right?
Once he mentions it, it's like you do with wine, then it's one half of 30 days.
Yeah. So now by Shavua, again, if he were, so the only way to find them, so the parallel case of Shavua would have to be where the two Shavuas are completely disjoint. In other words, forget about the fact that what he said, Hayini Nazar L'macher, it sounds like he's taking on himself only one day. L'maisa is taking on himself 30 days. And those 30 days are only going to start when the first 30 days are over. So it comes out, in other words, that we have two different disjoint things. One has nothing to do with the other. One is the month of Cheshvan, one is the month of Kislev. So by the parallel thing by Shavua would be two separate kinds of food. But obviously then those two Shavuos would be both chal. Now he's also to eat grapes and he's also to eat figs.
I mean, so, a shvur could be a separate thing from the zirus. It's just
Of course, a shvur can be a separate.
Particular foods.
Yeah.
Whereas when you say
no. So what if he says how many, what we're saying is like this: when he says how many nazar hayoyim, how many nazar hayoyim, or let's say no, if he says how many nazar hayoyim, how many nazar b'mofer. So he says on aleph cheshvan he says how many nazar, and again on beis cheshvan he says how many nazar. So what happens in effect by saying how many nazar on beis cheshvan? What he's saying is that I will be a nazir when my current nazirus is over. I will be a nazir. What he's saying? Yeah, what he's saying. So what would be saying? He's saying I'm a nazir for the next 30 days, but he's already a nazir for the next 29 days because of the first nazirus. Therefore, all that was left is one day for the second one to be chal. But you can't have nazirus of one day. So therefore, instead of having two overlapping nedarim, what we end up having is two separate nedarim of nazirus. One that covers the month of Cheshvan, one that covers the month of Kislev. Now, if we draw an analogy to Shavuos, because after all, our Mishnah is saying a case of yesh neder, mesech neder, the ein shavuah, mesech shavuah. So we have to be talking about the two cases are as similar as possible, and the only difference is that one is a neder and one is a shavuah. The result, that could only be accomplished by having two separate shavuos. One on figs, one on grapes. But if he makes a shavuah, I won't eat figs, and another shavuah, I won't eat grapes. Obviously, both of them are chal. The Mishnah can't possibly... Forget about 30 days. Same time, yeah, because it doesn't matter. They're not time dependent. So obviously the Mishnah can't mean that a shavuah is not chal on top of a shavuah in a case like that. So rather, let's work backwards from the shavuah. What would be a case where a shavuah is not chal on another shavuah, where the two of them cover exactly the same thing? He says, a shavuah, I won't eat figs. And again, a shavuah, I won't eat figs. Well, working backwards to Nazir then, that would mean we'd have to be talking about two Nedarim of Nazirus that also cover the same thing. Where he says, Hari Nazir Hayoim, Hari Nazir Hayoim. The two of them cover exactly the same 30 days. And the Mishnah is implying that such a thing are valid Nedarim, but they wouldn't be valid Shavuos. Now comes the question on Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, in that case, they're not, the second one's not a valid Nedar of Nazirus either.
So they must be alike.
So they must be, yes, the two cases in the Mishnah have to be similar. If the Mishnah is contrasting them, it has to be. The only distinction is that one's a neder and one's a shavuah. Yeah. So that's the question on Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, if he says twice on the same day, how many nazir, the second one doesn't take effect. But by looking carefully at the Mishnah, it seems that it should take effect. Because we're saying such a thing with shavuahs would not work, but such a thing with nedarim would work. According to him, it doesn't work by nedarim either. So the answer is Amalach Havuna Masnisin to Amar Hayini Nazir Hayoyim Hayini Nazir L'Macher. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah is talking about where he says first Hayini Nazir today and then Hayini Nazir tomorrow. So and I agree that the second one is Chal because there is a day on which it can be Chal, and once it's Chal for a day, it's Chal for 30 days. But But you're thinking by Shavua, a similar thing would be where he says Shavua is on two different fruits. And of course, each one of them is chal because one of them doesn't depend on the other. No, he says, the parallel case by a Shavua would be, first he says, I won't eat figs. Then he says a second Shavua that I won't eat figs and grapes. Now, when we say figs and grapes, Tosfos discusses over here that it doesn't mean he's saying I won't eat figs as well as I won't eat grapes, that we're talking separately. We're talking about he's saying he won't eat figs and grapes together.
Oh.
So there's no way for him to be over on the second shvor without already being over on the first shvor. As soon as he starts eating figs and grapes together, he's over on his first shvor. In fact, Tosfos says that for that reason, it would have to be that his shvor was that he won't eat, that the second shvor would have to be that he won't eat a kezias of grapes together with a kezias of figs. Because if you were to say, for example, a shvor, that I won't eat a kezias combined of grapes and figs, then in fact, the shvor would have room to be chal, because a half of kezias is not included in his original shvor. When he said to begin with, shvor shala oichal ta'enim, achila in halacha means a kezias. So there would be. So it would have to be that his second shavua was that I won't eat a kezias of figs together with a kezias of grapes. So now, that's what Rav Huna is saying. You have to assume in order to make the Mishnah work according to his opinion. So now we would say the second shavua is not chal. Why? Because there's no way to break the second shavua without automatically breaking the first shavua. So he said already he's already also in figs. Now if he says I'm also in figs and grapes together, then there's no way to eat figs and grapes together without already being over on figs. Sure. Therefore, there's no room for his shvor. Therefore, there's no room for his shvor to be chal. So Rav Huna would say now the parallel case in the Mishnah is where on the face of it. On the face of it, we should have said, but after all, the new shavua includes something that the old one didn't. So the case of Nazirus is the second one includes something that the first one didn't. Namely, it includes a day that the first one didn't. So therefore, Rav Huna says, that's where the Mishnah is saying that in the case of Nedarim, such things will work, and in the case of shavuos, they won't work.
So the Dabram according to Rav Huna, it would be 30 days.
Everybody agrees that Nazirus is 30 days.
Plus, according to Rav Huna.
So according to Rav Huna, because he said, everybody agrees, both Rav Huna and Shmuel agree. If he says, how many Nazir, how you have, how many Nazir, l'macher, there's no question he has two Nazirus each of 30 days, back to back. That's not what we were arguing about. The argument was,
30.
If he says, how many Nazir, how you have, and again, on the same day, how many Nazir, how you have, where the second 30 days are exactly the same as the first 30 days. So the Gemara's question was that the Mishnah seems to be implying that that would work. The answer is no. The Mishnah is implying that when you have Shavuos, where the second Shavuot partially overlaps with the first one, then nevertheless, that Shavuot is not a valid Shavuot. On the other hand, with Nedarim, if the second one partially overlaps with the first one, then you have a valid Nedar of Nazirus. But if they're identical, then yeah, neither by a neder nor by a shvur would that work, says Rav Huna.
Now Rav Huna's fixed up.
So now that's we've answered Rav Huna, exactly. So the Gemara asks, well, Omer Rabba, but what do you mean? Didn't Rabba say, shvur shala eichal te'enim? Suppose a person says, a shvur that I won't eat figs, then he makes another shvur that I won't eat figs and grapes, again, meaning together. Now, suppose he eats figs, behifrish korban, and he designated a korban, because when a person is over on a shavuah, he has to bring a korban over the yored, an adjustable value chatas, depending if he's rich, he brings a sheep. If he's medium, then he brings two birds, one is a chatas, one is an ola. If he's really poor, he brings a mincha. Anyway, that's a korban over the yored. The person does that when he violates a shavuah spitui. Over the yored means it goes up and down according to his wealth, right. As opposed to a regular chatas, which is just a sheep. Or a goat, regardless, there's no choice in the matter. Anyway, so he says, Shavuah shalai chotein. V'chazav am a shavuah shalai chotein v'anobim. Then he said another shavuah that I won't eat figs and grapes together. V'ochal te'enim. Now, he ate figs, v'hifrish korban, and then he set aside an animal for a korban. V'chazav ochal anobim, and then he went and ate grapes. So then, says Rabbah, Habil hu anobim chatzi shir. So then, in effect, the grapes are considered only a chatzi shir because his neder was, his shvur rather was, that he won't eat figs and grapes together. So like this, he's saying only, actually the Rosh brings different girsois over here. It doesn't necessarily have to be, says the Rosh, that he actually designated the korban in between. He says that actually you could have even really that he just said, that I won't eat figs, and then a shvur that I won't eat figs and grapes. Then we say that actually the second shvur is chal, because since it's chal on the grapes, it's also chal on the figs again. So the Rosh says we don't necessarily need to have the girsa in front of us in the Gemara that he actually designated a korban in between. Anyway, the point is, so the grapes are considered a half a shir because his neder was, his shvur rather was, that he won't eat them together. The ein mevim korban achatzi shir. You don't bring a korban for a half a shir. The same way, in other words, let's say, for example, a person is also to eat chalev, and if he eats a kezayis of chalev, he brings a chatas. But if he eats a half a kezayis of chalev, there's no chatas. The same way over here. In effect, he was only over on half of his shir. Alma. So we see from that. So if he says a shvur that I won't eat figs, because of a shvur shal oichal te'enim v'anovim, and then again he says a shvur that I won't eat figs and grapes, then we actually say migur dechal shvur al anovim, since the shvur is able to be chal on the grapes, and certainly because the grapes weren't included in his original neder, chayla nami al te'enim, then therefore it's chal on figs as well. So therefore, so you see that a shvur could be chal on a shvur, and even in the case where the second shvur overlaps with the first one. So how would Rav Huna explain that? Rav Huna says, okay, very simple. Rav Huna, they're like Rabbah. Rav Huna doesn't have to agree with Rabbah. They're both Amiroyim. They can disagree with each other. Rabbah holds that in that case, the second shvur would be chal because it's koilo, because it includes something that the first one didn't. Rav Huna doesn't have to agree with that.
You know, it's a chatzi shir.
So Rabbah would say, therefore, the grapes are considered chatzi shir, and therefore, if he were to eat the grapes later on, then he wouldn't be chayiv for a korban. Rav Huna is saying that b'chlal, the second one is not chal because it includes something that the first one already included, and therefore there's no room for the second one to be chal. It includes something that he said before, it includes grapes. The fact is he can't be over on the second one unless he's automatically over on the first one. So therefore, and if he only eats the grapes by themselves, yeah, they're only a chatzi shir. So therefore, Rav Huna would disagree with Rabbah and say that in that case the second shavuah is not chal at all. Rabbah would say the second Shavuot is Chal, just in the case where he already designated as Korban, you can't make him bring a second Korban because it's only a Chetzi Shir. Rav Huna would say the second Shavuot is not even Chal at all.
Luckily, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, in terms of bringing Korban, obviously, it doesn't make a difference. In terms of, for example, is he getting Malkus for the second Shavuot? That would make a difference. Okay, so there's no contradiction. Just because Rabbah says that in a case like that, where the second Shavuot overlaps with the first one, that the second one is Chal, Rav Huna does not have to agree with that. He can say it's not, and he can say, therefore, that the Mishnah is implying that in a case of overlapping Nedarim, or overlapping Shavuot do not take effect. Overlapping Nedarim do take effect, like the Neder of Nazir. But that doesn't mean that he would have to hold that the Mishnah is telling us anything about where they're not overlapping, but identical. He would say the Mishnah might well be implying that none of them apply at all. No, the second Neder doesn't apply, the second Shavuot doesn't apply. Okay.
So that's why the Mishnah wrote.
So that's why, according to him, the Mishnah is contrasting the Nedarim and Shavuot, not in the case where they're both on the same thing, but rather where the second one includes something that the first one didn't, and was saying even then with a shavuah that would not work, with a neder of Naziris it does work. Okay, the Gemara says Mace. We have another contradiction against Rav Huna, which, by the way, the Rishonim point out, since the Gemara is going through and asking so many questions on Rav Huna, so even though we find a way to resolve each one, nevertheless that shows that we have to like kvetch it in order to make it, the halacha ends up being like shavuah. The halacha ends up being like Shmuel, that even if he says Hayini Nazir twice on the same day, then both of them are chal, and it means, like we said before, that he'll finish his first Naziros, and then the second one will start.
And then with regard to Shavua,
we're saying that not. If he were to say a Shavua that I won't eat figs, and again a Shavua that I won't eat figs, the second one is not chal. There's nothing for it to be chal.
If he said figs and grapes,
then we would say yeah. Then we hold the halacha is like Rabbah Isu Kolo. So then we would say yes, since the second one includes something that the first one didn't, then therefore the second one has room to be chal. Yeah.
So if he's over, he'd actually be getting
double malchus. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says Mace. We have another contradiction against Rav Huna. A Mishnah says, it's actually a Braisa really. Misha nozav shtei nizirus. Suppose a person declared two terms of nizirus. Now, suppose that he counted the entire 30 days of the first one, the hifrish korban, and he even designated his animals for korbanus, the nishal aleha, and now at that point he asked the chacham to be matir the neder. So then also a shniya b'rishoina. Now the second one takes over instead of the first one. In other words, so he had made the neder on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, that he's going to be a Nazir. And then again on the same day he had made, or that's what we're going to ask, whether it's the same day or not. So according to Rav Huna, it can't be on the same day. But let's say, for example, that so that's what we're going to ask against Rav Huna. But let's talk about first the simple understanding. On Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he said twice how many Nazir. So we're saying again, according to Shmuel, that works, and the result is he's a Nazir during the entire month of Cheshvan, and then as soon as he finishes that, then he's a Nazir for the entire month of Kislev.
Nothing in between.
There's no room in between. Well, no, there are Korbanos. No, he brings Korbanos for the first Naziros at the end of Cheshvan, and then yeah. Now, what happens, the Braisa is saying, suppose that at the end of Cheshvan, before he brought his Korbanos, he was Matur Neder. The first one. So he had already fulfilled, he had already been a Nazir for 30 days at that point. Now the Chacham tells him that we have grounds to say that your first Neder of Nazirus was invalid. Well, a Chacham oikra ha Neder me'ikra. When a Chacham is matur Neder, as we're going to talk about in detail later in the Masechta, then it's considered as if the Neder never existed. And therefore, this entire 30 days that he was acting as a Nazir, it turns out retroactively that he didn't need to because of the first Nazirus. But we have the second Nazirus. The second Nazirus had been hanging there in the air, waiting until it can start taking effect. Now that the first one has disappeared, then we say the second one count, the 30 days that he just kept as Nazirus count for the fulfillment of the second Nazir.
So that's it.
So he brings his Korbanus and he's done. That's what the Braisa is saying. That's what we're going to ask. We're going to ask that on Rav Huna. In fact, the Mefarish over here, printed under Rashi's name, explains that when it says Vehifrish Korban, means that before he designated the Korban, he was Matan Neder. It sounds like, according to his opinion, if after he designated his Korban, then he was Matan Neder, it sounds like it would be too late. Different Rishonim discuss different opinions about that, and there are opinions that not only, I think the Rambam says, I don't remember, that even not only after he designated his Korbanus, but even after he brought his Korbanus, he could be Matan Neder on the first one, and then retroactively it counts for the second one. In any case, the point is, the Braisa is telling us, also Lishniya B'Rishona, the second one takes over instead of the first one. So it means that now, the fact that he fulfilled Nazirus during the month of Cheshvan counts for his second neder, given that his first neder is gone because we were matter neder on it. So now the Gemara says, "Hey Chidomi." So what's the scenario? If the case was that he first said on Aleph Cheshvan I'll be a Nazir, and again on Beis Cheshvan I'll be a Nazir, am I also Lashneir B'Rishana? What do you mean the second one takes over where the first one did? So you have a Hayuka Yoyim Yisera, you have an extra day. According to that, he can't bring this Korbanus on Lamed Cheshvan, which is the 30th day, he'd have to bring them on Aleph Kislev.
And you're missing one day.
I should mention, by the way, the truth is I'm using Lamed Cheshvan and Aleph Kislev a little loosely. The Gemara does tell us a Nazir is supposed to bring his Korbanus on the 31st day, meaning he has 30 complete days of Nazirus, and then he brings his Korbanus on the 30th, on the 31st. But yeah, but he brings him on the 30th that he's Yotze. So I'm keeping things simple over here, but really we should keep in mind there is going to be an extra day involved over here. Whatever, the point is the second Nazirus does not completely overlap with the first one. So what do you mean, also Shnia B'Rishona? If he's Matu Neder on Lamed Cheshben, and they tell him, fine, you didn't have to be a Nazir all this time, so he can't put this Korbanus that day. He only has 29 days so far of the second one. So on the face of it, we have to be talking about that the two Nazirus are on the same day. And again, you have a contradiction on Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, the second Nazirus should not be Chal at all. And the answer is no, the Braisa could actually be talking about a case where first he says Hayoni Nazir Hayoim and then Hayoni Nazir Lamacher. Or my also loy. So what does it mean? It counts for him. It means Lavad Lavar, Me'ahu Yoimi Yaseira. It means except for that one day. So you're right. It means he'll have to delay his bringing his Korbanus by one day. So here he was ready to bring his Korbanus on Lamed Cheshvan. Now he was Matan Neder. So we tell him, okay, it turns out retroactively you weren't on. So your first Nazirus from Aleph Cheshvan until now did not count. But you made a second Nazirus on Beis Cheshvan. That one's been suspended in the air all this time. It had no room to be Chal yet because the last 29 days you were Nazir for the first one. Now that it turns out retroactively you weren't a Nazir those 29 days, good, then it means you have a Nazirus that started on Beis Cheshvan and is going to finish on Aleph Kislev. Come back tomorrow and bring your Korbanus. Which, by the way, the Ram points out, the Gemara is going to explain. We're going to talk about tomorrow, Bez Hashem, even in the case of our Mishnah involving Shavuos, where we say that in Shavuos Chol al Shavuos, we do say that if he's Matan Neder on the first one, then the second one is Chal. So in other words, we don't say completely. When a person says, for example, a Shavuos that I won't eat figs, and again a Shavuos that I won't eat figs, when the Mishnah says the second one is not Chal, Rava says it doesn't mean it's not Chal completely. All it means is that if he were to eat figs at that point, he wouldn't be chayav double malchus. But the second one is still pending in the sense that if the first shvur disappears, because he's matan neder on it, then the second one takes over. So therefore, if the Gemara knew of that point over here, then it wouldn't even be asking the question on Rav Huna. But the Ram says at this point, the Gemara does not know that statement of Rav. The Gemara assumes that if the shvur cannot be chal now, it can't be chal later either. And so the question was, as far as the Nazirus, the same thing. So anyway, so one answer is that yes, the Braisa is in fact talking about where he said the second one was a day later than the first one. So we tell him, come back tomorrow with your Korbanus. Or inamik gunshakibal shtei nizirus mevasachas. Another example could be where he accepted the two nizirus simultaneously. In other words, what were we talking about all this time in the sugya is where he said how you knows hayoyim, and later on he said how you knows hayoyim. But if he were to say right at the beginning that I'm Makabal to that, if you were to begin with to be Makabal two two terms of Nazirus, one after the other. In other words, if he were to say right now, I'm Makabel, two terms of Nazirus, of course, Rav Huna would agree that that he's Makabel, two terms of Nazirus. It means the second one is going to begin after the first one. So all it is Rav Huna is saying, once you said Ha'ini Nazir, there's no room to say again Ha'ini Nazir on the same day. But if to begin with, you said Ha'ini Nazir, Shtei Nazirus, sure, that would work. So that would be the case. And that's what the Braisa is telling us, that in that case, if he was Matur Neder on the first one, now the second one is able to take over and cover the same days as the first one. Because after all, it was there. It was pending there all this time. It only meant he's going to have to finish the first one before he can start the second one. But now the first one's gone. So therefore, there's room for the second one to be Chal. So that Braisa is not a contradiction against Rav Huna either. And we'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem. We'll continue on Matzah Shabbos. The Gemara will continue discussing this matter of this machlokes of Rav Huna and Shmuel. Shkoyach, everyone. Shabbos.